Welcome to our last of this series of studies in the Old Testament.
Wilujeng sumping pengajaran urang nu terakhir dina seri ngeunaan perjanjian lawas.
I'm very glad that you're with us today. In our last lesson, we left Judah in a very sad state.
Dina pengajaran urang anu kamari, urang ningal Yuda dina kaayaan kesedihan.
I'm glad that's not the end of the story. Last time we saw how Assyria had come against the nation of Israel.
Kemari orang ningali kumaha Asyur tos nyerang bangsa Israel.
And then against the nation of Judah.
Lajeng ngalawan negara Yuda.
And then a new power rose, the power of Babylon.
Lajeng aya kakiatan anyar, kakiatan ti Babel.
I'd like to show you a map at this time.
Abdi ne mungkin hiji peta di zaman harita.
And that will show you exactly where these countries are.
Ye baris ne mungkin tempat negara-negara eta.
The nation of Babylon,
bangsa Babul,
was right in the center of the map as you see it.
Pas di tengah peta sapertos nu katingal ku saderek.
Right there on the river Euphrates.
Idina aya walungan Efrat.
The Babylonians had been attacked by the Assyrians.
Babul tos diserang ku Asyur.
But under one of their kings called Nabopolassar,
mung dina raja-raja aranjeuna nu namina Nabopolassar,
they rose against the Assyrians.
Aranjeuna nyerang Asyur.
Between the years 616 and 609 before Christ,
tahun-tahun 616 sareng 608 sateuacana Kristus,
the Babylonians attacked Assyria.
Babul diserang ku Asyur.
And in the year 612,
dina tahun 612,
they destroyed the city of Nineveh.
Maranehna ngancurkeun kota Niniwe.
Again, let's see the map.
Urang ningali peta deui.
So, you see where Nineveh is.
Kadarek ningali tempat Nineveh.
Up there in the north on the river Tigris.
Di dia belah kalereun walungan Tigris.
After destroying Nineveh,
teparantos ngancurkeun Nineveh,
the Babylonians moved down through the area past Damascus and to Jerusalem.
Babul turun ngalangkungan Damsik ngajug-jug Yerusalem.
More than once they attacked Jerusalem.
Ranjena nyerang Yerusalem langkung tisakali.
In the end they destroyed it.
Akhirna ranjena ngancurkeunana.
Destroyed the temple.
Ngancurkeun bait Allah.
And brought the people back to the land of Babylon.
Nyanak jalmi-jalmi murang ka Babul.
Now, let me just go over some of those events.
Abdi neraskeun kajantenan kancandena.
In the year 597 before Christ,
tahun 587 sateuacana Kristus,
the new king of Babylon, who was called Nebuchadnezzar,
Raja Anyar Babul, anu namina Nebukadnezar,
moved against the city of Jerusalem.
Nyerang Yerusalem.
You know, from time to time, events described in the Bible have been precisely confirmed by archaeology. And this is one of them. In the Bible,
in
2 Chronicles 36, verse 10,
in 2 babad 36 ayat 10,
we are told that Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians captured Jerusalem in the spring of the year.
Urang dipasihan terang yen Nebukadnezar sareng Babul ngelekkeun Yerusalem di hiji musim.
But archaeologists found the royal chronicles of the Babylonian kings.
Namun para arkeologi mendakan sejarah kejadian ti raja-raja Babul.
A document written on clay.
Hiji dokumen anu diseratna dina taneuh.
I've seen it many times in the British Museum in London.
Abdi tos ring ningalina di Museum Inggris di London.
And that clay document describes the capture of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar.
Dina dokumen eta ngajelaskeun ngeunaan tawanan Yerusalem ka Nebukadnezar.
It gives us the date.
Aya tanggalna.
The 7th year of Nebuchadnezzar.
Tahun ka-7 ti Nebukadnezar.
And the 2nd day of the month Adar.
Sareng tahun kedua ti bulan Adar.
In our calendar that works out as the 16th of March 597 BC.
Dina kalender urang eta kajantenan dina 16 Maret 587 sebelum Masehi.
The city was not destroyed, but many people were deported by the Babylonians.
Kota itu dihancurkan mungsir jalmi ditandak ke Babul.
Jeremiah advised the people, do not try to struggle against the Babylonians.
Jeremiah memartahan ke jalmi-jalmi tong nyoba ngelawan Babul.
But it seemed as though those last kings wanted to destroy their own kingdom.
Tapi jigana najan raja-raja terakhir hoyong ngancurkan kerajaan aranjeuna nyalira.
They kept on changing sides between Babylon and Egypt.
Aranjeuna roba-roba aya di pihak Babul sareng Mesir.
And in the year 587 to 586,
tahun 587 dugi ka tahun 586,
the Babylonians again came to Jerusalem and destroyed it.
Deui-deui Babul dongkap ka Yerusalem ngancurkeunana.
The temple was destroyed by fire.
Bait Allah dimusnahkeun ku seuneu.
All the people were deported.
Sadaya jalmi dicandak.
Now, you remember I said that Jeremiah predicted the destruction of the temple.
Ayeuna salirek emut dijeroskeun ku abdi, Yeremia merkirakeun karusakan Bait Allah.
But Jeremiah's message does not end with destruction.
Mung pesen Yeremia teu diakhiran dina kehancuran.
Jeremiah 29 verse 10 says this.
Yeremia 28 ayat 10 nyeroskeun kieu.
For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place.
Timbalan pangeran upami di Babul geus jejeg 70 tahun, kami tangtu ngalayad marane baris ngabuktikeun janji sejamulangkeun marane kalmacai.
In Babylon, the Jewish people woke up with a shock.
Di Babul orang Yahudi gugah kahiji karuas.
The prophet Jeremiah had been right.
Nabi Yeremia teh leres.
The temple was burned.
Bait Allah dibeuleum.
The city destroyed.
Kota dihancurkeun.
The nation no longer existing in the land.
Bangsa Israel teu aya di tanah eta deui.
They were deportees in a foreign country.
Aranjeuna dicandak ka negara asing.
Why should God let this happen?
Kunaon Allah ngantep?
Then they probably did some hard thinking.
Tuluy maranehna penteng mikir.
It was because of our sins.
Ieu dilantarankeun ku dosa-dosa urang.
Our ancestors entered the covenant with God.
Karuhun urang tos ngayakeun perjanjian sareng Allah.
There will be blessings for obedience.
Jadinya aya berkah-berkah kataatan.
Judgment for disobedience.
Hukuman tinu teu taat.
Generation after generation we have been disobedient.
Keturunan demi keturunan urang teu taat.
And this is where it has brought us.
Ieu nu kaalaman ku urang.
Because they had no temple.
Lantaran urang teu gaduh Bait Allah.
There was no altar at which to offer sacrifice for sin.
Teu aya tempat kanggo kurban penghapusan dosa.
So all they were left with.
Janten nu aya keneh.
Was to pray.
Nyaeta doa.
And that's what God wanted.
Ieu anu dikeresakeun Allah.
Instead of looking at ceremonies with priests, they thought about their hearts in relation to God.
Tibatan ningali upacara ku imam, marane mikir ngeunaan hate marane dina hubungan sareng Allah.
They had something else too.
Marane gaduh jihal.
They had the word of God written on the scrolls.
Gaduh dawuhan Allah anu diserat dina gulungan-gulungan.
They started to study them.
Marane ngawitan diajar.
And a change took place.
Ras aya hiji perubahan.
Instead of just concentrating on temple and ritual,
tibatan mikiran kana Bait Allah sareng upacara,
there came the gathering of little groups of believers.
Aya sakelompok alit jalmi percanten.
The beginnings of synagogue.
Diawal sinagoga.
And ultimately the beginnings of church.
Sareng pasti awal ti gereja.
Because that's what we do when we get together.
Antaranon kurang dipidamal waktu urang kumpul sasangan.
We don't have ceremonies.
Kurang tegaduh pacara.
We study the word of God and pray.
Kurang tegaduh dawuhan Allah sareng doa.
And instead of the priest,
teraku gentos imam,
the most important person became the scribe who could teach God's word.
Jalmi nu penting nyaeta nulis, nu tiasa ngajarkeun dawuhan pangeran.
The beginnings of the Jewish rabbi.
Iwal ti Rabbi Yahudi.
And and of the Christian preacher.
Sareng pendeta Kristen.
So there were great changes.
Ina perubahan-perubahan ageung.
Well, when God saw this happening,
atos Allah ningali ieu,
and of course he knew it would happen anyway,
tangtos wae mantenna terang satu acana kajantenan,
he fulfilled his promise to Jeremiah.
Mantenna nadunan janjina ka Yeremia,
the exile in Babylon would only be for 70 years.
Pamicinan ti Babul ngan 70 taun.
Let's look at the map again that we were looking at a few moments ago.
Urang ningali peta deui nu urang tingali deui.
Another great power rose in the world.
Kagiatan ageung sanesna aya di dunia.
It was the power of Persia.
Eta kekuatan Persia.
At the extreme right edge of the map, you see the town of Susa.
Di sisi pangkatuhuna ti peta saderek ningali kota Susan.
That was in the area of Persia.
Ia ya di wilayah Persia,
which also went further to the east,
langkung tebih ka wetan,
in an area not shown on the map,
hiji wilayah nu teu katingali dina peta,
and included other great cities,
kalebet kota-kota ageung sanesna.
And from the east,
sareng ti wetan,
the Persian army and the army of the Medes,
tentara Persia sareng tentara Media,
came across to Babylon,
mentas ka Babul,
captured Babylon,
nyerahkeun Babul,
and allowed the Jewish people to go back to their own home.
Teras ngindinan, urang Yahudi mulang ka lemah caina.
The year in which this happened,
kajentenan ieu,
was 539 before Christ,
538 satetena Kristus,
in the month of October,
di bulan Oktober,
the Persian army captured Babylon.
Tentara Persia ngelehkeun Babul.
The Persian king, Cyrus,
Raja Persia, Quraisy,
had a very good attitude towards all the people under his control.
Bageur ka jalmi-jalmi nu dikawasaanana.
He did not deport people like the Babylonians or the Assyrians.
Anjeunna teu nyanak jalmi-jalmi ka Babul atanapi Asyur.
He believed if people are happy, it's easier to rule them.
Anjeunna percantan upami jalmi-jalmi ieu gumbira langkung gampil marentar anjeunna.
So he allowed the Jewish people to go back and rebuild Jerusalem.
Anjeunna ngijinkeun jalma-jalma mulang sarta ngawangun ka Yerusalem.
Now, not all the Jews went back.
Ayeuna teu sadayana urang Yahudi mulang deui.
But enough did to rebuild the temple.
Mung teu cukup kanggo ngawangun deui Bait Allah.
And in the year 516 before Christ,
dina taun 516 satu acana Kristus,
exactly 70 years after the temple was destroyed,
pas 70 taun saparantos Bait Allah dihancurkeun,
their new temple was dedicated.
Bait Allah anu anyar dipasrahkeun ka Allah.
Now when the Jews went back to Jerusalem,
baktos urang Yahudi mulang deui ka Yerusalem,
they went back in several different groups at different times.
Mulang ka sababaraha kelompok sanes di waktos nu sanes.
The first group was led by two men.
Kelompok ka hiji dipimpin ku dua urang.
Political leaders.
Pamingpin-pamingpin politik.
Called Sheshbazar and Zerubbabel.
Nu namena Sebazar sareng Serubebal.
And they were accompanied by a high priest.
Aranjeunna disarengan ku Imam Ageung.
Whose name was Joshua.
Namina Yosua.
And in Ezra chapter 5 verse 1.
Dina Ezra pasal 5 ayat 1.
We read how the people returned.
Urang maca kumajalmi-jalmi mulang.
Then the prophet Haggai and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophets, prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was over them.
Mangsa eta ya dua nabi, Haggai sareng Zakaria bin Iddo, kalayan panjenengan Allah Israel, aranjeunna mimiti ngagungkeun ka urang Yahudi anu di Yuda jeung di Yerusalem.
So, Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Yeshua, the son of Jozadak, rose up and began to build the house of God which is in Jerusalem, and the prophets of God were with them, helping them.
Tanggis banggeuna kadangu ku Zerubbabel bin Shealtiel, jeung ku Yosua bin Yosadak, prak baik aranjeunna mimiti deui ngagarap Bait Allah di Yerusalem dibantu ku dua nabi teh.
So, what we have here
janten naon anu katingal dieu
is cooperation in a team of people.
Nyata kerjasama dina hiji tim.
There were the national leaders.
Aya pamimpin-pamimpin nasional.
Sheshbazar, Zerubbabel.
Sheshbazar, Zerubbabel.
The high priest, Joshua.
Ima Agung Yosua.
And the prophets, Haggai and Zechariah.
Sarang nabi-nabi Haggai, sarang Zakaria.
All working together for the restoration of the temple.
Saya sadayana didamel sasarengan kanggo ngawangun bait Allah.
Now, if we go to Haggai,
ayeuna upami urang ngajengkeun sareng Haggai,
the book of the prophet Haggai,
kitab-kitab Nabi Haggai,
he says in chapter 1, verse 2,
anjeuna nyarios dina pasal 1 ayat 2,
thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built.
Ia timbalan pangeran rumah kawasa ka Haggai, jalma-jalma ngarebut haga, magar ayeuna can meujeuna ngadegkeun deui bait Allah.
Verse 4.
Ayat 4.
Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses and this temple to lie in ruins?
Umat kami, kunaon marane geus caricing di imah, mengawar wegan ari bait Allah burak-barik keneh?
So you see, there was a situation here where when the people went back to Jerusalem, the first thing they did was to build their own houses. Well, I understand that. God understood that.
Allah ngartos.
They had to have somewhere to live while they built the temple.
Aranjeuna kadakadu bumi di tempat sareng ngadegkeun bait Allah.
But then they started to really make their houses very nice.
Mun aranjeuna ngawetan ngadamel bumi aranjeuna nu sareng.
They put up wooden panelings.
Aranjeuna masangkeun papan kayu.
And God said through the prophet, now why have you come back?
Pangeran ngadawu ngalangkungan nabi ayeuna keur naon anjeun mulang.
It was to build my house.
Bikin ngadegkeun bait kami.
Now, isn't it time you just started on the temple?
Ayeuna sanes waktosna ngawitan ngadegkeun bait Allah.
And in chapter 1 verse 9,
dina pasal 1 ayat 8,
God says, you see, everything you're trying, it's not succeeding.
Pangeran ngadawu anjeun ningal sadaya padamelan anjeun teu aya hasilna.
Because you've got your priorities wrong just now.
Lantaran ayeuna kautaman-kautaman anjeun lepas.
You looked for much, but indeed it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, says the Lord of hosts? Because of my house that lies in ruins, while every one of you runs to his own house.
Marane ngarep-ngarep mucekil panen, tapi sanggis panen hasilna tepira. Ana diakut ka imah, di tengah jalan ku kami ditiup manten. Kunaon sababna kami kitu, ku sabab bait kami burak-barik kene, dan marane masing-masing jongjon nyen imah sorangan.
But the message of Haggai was to encourage people, not to condemn them.
Tapi pesan Haggai nyaita kanggo ngadorong jalmi-jalmi, sanes kanggo ngahukum maranjena.
Chapter 2, verse 4.
Pasal 2, ayat 4.
2, verse 4. Yet now, be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts.
Ayeuna kuatkeun hate Zerubbabel, kitu kuatkeun hate Yosua bin Yosadak, Imam Agung, jeung kajalma rea kieu timbalanana tapi marane teu kudu leutik hate teruskeun pegawe sabab kami tangtu ngabantu.
It's easy to work when you know that God is with you.
Gambil mun saderek didamel waktu saderek teras yen Allah nyerengan.
But they had to do the work.
Ngaranjeun kedah midamel eta.
The next book in the Bible is the book of Zechariah.
Kitab salajengna dina Alkitab aya dua kitab Zakaria.
And in chapter 4 verse 6,
dina pasal 4 ayat 6,
the prophet is speaking to the people.
Nabi nuju sasauran ka jalmi-jalmi.
At a moment when there was a political crisis in the Persian Empire.
Di waktu saya hiji krisis politik di kerajaan Persia.
And they were being tempted, perhaps, to use politics or even military force to do what they wanted.
Aranjeuna digoda kangge politik atanapi militer kanggo dipikahoyong ku aranjeuna.
And God said, no, that's not my way of doing things.
Pangeran ngadawu ieu lain jalan kami.
Don't be tempted by that.
Tong kagoda pikeun ngalakukeun eta.
Zechariah 4 verse 6.
Zakaria pasal 4 ayat 6.
So he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts."
Ye sabda pangeran ka Zerubbabel, panejamane bakal laksana, lain ka karana kakuatan balad, lain ku karana tanaga sorangan, tapi ku karana roh kami.
Verse 9.
Ayat 8.
The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you.
Zerubbabel geus masangkeun pandemen baik kami, kabeh bisa angges ku manehna, umat kami tangtu yakin anu ngutus manehna kamaranaha teh.
Then he says, "Who has despised the day of small things?"
Anjeuna nyarios sabab saha anu ngahina dinten kajadian-kajadian alit.
The people had to learn that it was not by their power, but by the Spirit of God that things would be done.
Jalmi kada diajar yen ieu sanes kakawasan aranjeuna, tapi kawasa roh Allah perkara-perkara anu dipidamel.
Now, the return of the Jewish people
ayeuna ngeunaan mulangna urang-urang Yahudi
is described in the book of Ezra.
Dijelaskeun dina buku kitab Ezra.
But between Ezra chapter 6 and Ezra chapter 7,
Ezra pasal 6 sareng pasal 7,
there is a gap of 59 years.
Aya jangka waktu 59 tahun.
Now, those 59 years were not empty.
Waktu 59 tahun teh teu kosong kitu bae.
Other things were happening of great importance.
Nu penting pisan.
It's in that gap of 59 years that we find the book of Esther.
Dina jangka waktu 59 tahun, ieu urang nampi kitab Esther.
When a Persian official tried to destroy the Jewish people.
Waktu saurang pejabat Persia musnahkeun urang-urang Yahudi.
But God knew that that might happen.
Allah terang yen eta tiasa kajantenan.
He knew what that man was going to try to do.
Mantena terang anu bade dipidamel jalmi.
And through some very strange circumstances.
Nyarangkungan kaayaan nu aneh pisan.
God had arranged for a Jewish young lady to become queen of Persia at that moment.
Allah tos ngatur sangkan saurang gadis Yahudi janten ratu Persia dina waktu eta.
She didn't know what to do.
Anjeuna teu terang naon nu kedah pidamel.
But Mordecai brought her this word.
Mun Mordecai nyaros kieu.
In Esther chapter 4 verse 14.
Dina Esther pasal 4 ayat 14.
Who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
Jeuk emutan boa nu matak nyai nepi ka jadi ratu oge, nyakeur jadi cukang pisalameuteun tina bahaya kawas ayeuna.
So Esther went into the king.
Jeung Esther ngadeus ka raja.
She was received by him.
Anjeuna ditampi ku raja.
And she was able to influence him.
Anjeuna tiasa mangaruhan.
So that the plot to destroy the Jewish people at that time was turned aside.
Kumargi eta rarancang kanggo musnahkeun urang Yahudi harita disingkirkeun.
More years went by.
Mang taun-taun kalangkung.
And then another return of the Jews took place. More Jews going back from Babylon to Jerusalem.
Kajantenan deui mulangna urang Yahudi langkung seueur anu mulang ti Babul ka Yerusalem.
And not only from Babylon but from other areas where they were living.
Sanes ti Babul tapi ti daerah sanes.
And we pick that story up in Ezra chapter 7.
Kurang angkat carita ieu tina Ezra pasal 7.
When Ezra went back himself.
Baktos Ezra nyalirama mulang.
In the year 457 before Christ.
Dina taun 457 satu acana Kristus.
A few years later he was joined by another Jew of great importance.
Beberapa taun salajengna anjeuna direncangan urang Yahudi nu sanes nu penting pisan.
Nehemiah.
Nehemiah,
who was a servant of the king,
urang juru minuman di sana raja,
in Persia,
di Persia,
had a position of importance,
and yeuna gaduh jabatan nu penting,
and was allowed by the Persian king to go back to Jerusalem,
diidinkeun ku raja Persia mulang ke Yerusalem,
in the year 444 before Christ.
Taun 444 sateuacana Kristus.
And what he found there,
naonu ditampi ku anjeunna dirinya,
everything was fine in the temple.
Kadaya hal di lebet bait Allah sae.
People had houses to live in.
Jalmi-jalmi gaduh bumi kangulingi.
But the city was not functioning properly.
Tapi kota eta teu digunakeun sakumaha-kumaha.
There were no city walls.
Teu aya tembok-tembok kota.
There was no protection.
Teu aya perlindungan.
The nation needed to be properly organized.
Bangsa ieu kada ditata deui sakumaha pantesna.
With the help of God, he did it.
Ku panuyun pangeran anjeunna medamel eta.
He faced great opposition, but he did succeed.
Anjeunna mayunan perlawanan anu hebat, tapi anjeunna hasil.
So what we've seen is this.
Janten urang katingal di dunya eta.
God has brought Israel through its history.
Allah tos nyandak Israel ngalangkungan sejarahna.
To a moment when they were back in their land, not only rebuilding the synagogue, rebuilding the temple, but also starting to build synagogues, not only having the ceremonies of sacrifice in Jerusalem, but reading of the word and prayer across the land wherever they lived.
Tapi maca dawuhan pangeran sareng nanadang ngalangkungan tanah di mana aranjeunna linggih.
Not only priests being important, but scribes as well.
Kanaskan imam-imam nu penting, tapi penulis-penulis oge.
And that leads directly into the situation that you find in the New Testament.
Ia mimpin langsung kana kaayaan dina perjanjian anyar.
Where there's a temple in Jerusalem.
Di mana aya bait Allah di Yerusalem.
Synagogues across the land.
Sinagoga-sinagoga di sakuliah negeri.
Jewish people in the Holy Land.
Urang-urang Yahudi di tanah perjanjian.
But also communities of Jews living in other countries where they had gone.
Tapi oge komunitas urang Yahudi nu di nagara sanes di mana nu.
God used that. Because when Paul went out preaching the gospel,
lantaran waktu Paulus keluar ngadugikeun Injil,
nearly everywhere he went,
hampir di mana wae anjeun angkat,
there were communities of Jews who knew the true God,
yang gaduh dawuhan Allah,
and had the word of God, and when they heard about Jesus as the Messiah,
aranjeunna ngadangu ngeunaan Yesus Kristus Mesias,
they were able to explain that gospel to the pagan people around them.
Aranjeunna tiasa ngajelaskeun Injil eta ka urang-urang kafir disebudeunana.
And so the churches were built on Jewish foundations.
Gereja-gereja diwangun dina dasar Yahudi.
Not only in Jerusalem, but in many other countries as well.
Sanesengan di Yerusalem tapi oge di negeri-negeri sanes.
Now, I want to talk a little more about the prophet. We've been tracing the history.
Urang tos napak tila sejarah.
And we've mentioned some of the prophets as we've been going along.
Sababaraha nabi sapertos anu di
Who were prophets? What were prophets?
Sa nabi-nabi eta?
The Hebrew word is nabi.
Kata Ibrani teh nabi.
It means spokespeople, spokesmen for God.
Ia artosna juru bicara kang Allah.
Now, when some people think about prophets, they think of people who are looking always to the future.
Ayeuna waktos jalmi mikir ngeunaan nabi, ngeunaan nu sok ngaramalkeun.
That's not quite true about the biblical prophets.
Ieu teu leres pisan ngeunaan nabi dina Alkitab.
You read through the biblical prophets.
Kaderek maca ngeunaan nabi-nabi dina kitab suci.
They're often talking about the covenant.
Aranjeunna sering nyarios ngeunaan perjanjian.
Looking back to the Exodus.
Ningali deui kana budalan.
When Israel came out of Egypt.
Waktu urang Israel kaluar ti Mesir.
Looking back to the covenant that was made at Mount Sinai.
Ningali deui kana perjanjian di Gunung Sinai.
They say this is what God has done.
Aranjeunna nyarios ieu nu tos dipidamel ku Allah.
And what God has done is important.
Sareng nu dipidamel ku Allah teh penting.
Now, in the light of the past,
dina caang kapungkur,
how should we live today?
Kumaha kedahna urang hirup ayeuna?
So first they look back.
Kahiji aranjeunna ningali adeuh.
Then they speak out to their own generation.
Lajeng aranjeunna nyarios katurunanana.
And they say we should live in a way that glorifies God.
Nyarios kedahna urang hirup nu ngamulyakeun Allah.
Both in our relationship to God.
Dina hubungan urang sareng Allah.
Our vertical relationship.
Hubungan partikel urang.
And also in our horizontal relationship with each other.
Oge hubungan horizontal ka sasama.
And only then they look forward to the future.
Dan waktu saranjeunna ningal ka payuna.
And they say, this is what God has promised for days to come.
Aranjeunna nyarios ieu nu tos dijanjikeun ku Allah dina kapayuna.
The biblical prophets were not people in the occult.
Nabi-nabi kitab suci sanes jalmi-jalmi dina kawasa poe.
They were not fortune tellers.
Anjeunna sanes peramal.
They were not people trying to guess the future.
Anjeunna sanes jalmi nu nyoba ngaramalkeun kapayun.
They spoke from God.
Nyarios ti Allah.
They had a message of morality and spirituality.
Gaduh pesan moral sang rohani.
They had a consciousness of history.
Maranena sadar kana sejarah.
Salvation history in their people.
Sejarah keselamatan bangsa Aranjeunna.
They had a consciousness of the need to be close to God and obey God right now.
Aranjeunna gaduh kasadaran yen Aranjeunna kada caket ka Allah sarta taat.
And in that context they looked forward to the future.
Dina konteks eta Aranjeunna ningali ti kapayuneun.
The prophecies have to do very often with covenant loyalty.
Nubuat eta sering pisan dikaitkeun sareng kasatian perjanjian.
And with repentance.
Sareng ku pertobatan.
Take the example of Hosea.
Tandak contoh Hosea.
Now, Hosea had married a woman called Gomer.
Ayeuna Hosea tos nikah ka istri nu jenenganna Gomer.
And this woman was unfaithful to him.
Istri ieu teu satia ka anjeunna.
She repeatedly, again and again, went out and committed adultery.
Anjeunna midamel deui kaluar sarta midamel zina.
She went downhill until she was a prostitute.
Anjeunna angkat ka suku gunung janten saurang pelacur.
Hosea was heartbroken.
Hosea nyeri hate.
But he couldn't do anything to stop her.
Tapi kesiasana naon.
In the end, he let her go.
Akhirna, anjeunna ngantep istri eta.
And he tried to get on with his own life without
her. Anjeunna usaha kanggo hirup nyalira tanpa bojo.
And then God's word came to him.
Lajeng dawuhan Allah sumping ka anjeunna.
Hosea chapter 3, verse 1.
Hosea pasal 3 ayat 1.
Then the Lord said to me, "Go again. Love a woman who is loved by a lover and is committing adultery, just like the love of the Lord for the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love the raisin cakes of the pagans."
Pangeran ngendika, "Mane kudu init deui sarta tembongkeun kacintaan ka hiji awewe anu keur jina jeung kabogona, eta awewe pikanya ku mane saperti kami tetep mikanya ka urang Israel, sanajan manena geus malik ti Allah, sanajan sejen osok nyembah ka berhala-berhala."
It was a hard thing for him to do.
Ye hiji hal anu hese dipidamel ka Aranjeunna.
To go back to his wife.
Kanggo mulang ka bojona.
And say, "You're living like this in sin."
Tanya rios anjeunna hirup sapertos ieu dina dosa.
"You've been with so many men you can't count them."
Anjeunna tos campur sareng pamegat.
"But I love you."
Tapi abdinya ka anjeunna.
"I want you to come home."
Abdi hoyong anjeunna mulang ka bumi.
That is what Hosea says is how God loves Israel.
Nuku Hosea dicarioskeun teh sakumaha Allah nyaah ka Israel.
What the New Testament makes clear.
Naon anu dijelaskeun dina perjanjian anyar?
Is that that's how God loves everyone.
Nyaeta kumaha mikanyana unggal jalmi.
And that's how God loves you.
Ieu sakumaha Allah mikanya saderek.
In Hosea chapter 11.
Dina Hosea pasal 11.
In verse 8.
Dina ayat 8.
It's an emotional cry from God.
Neta hiji jeritan nafsu ti Allah.
Hosea 11 verse 8.
Hosea 11 ayat 8.
"How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel?"
Kumaha rek tega kami ka mane Israel? Kumaha rek tega kami ninggalkeun marane?
In chapter 14.
Dina pasal 14.
And verse 1.
Ayat 2.
Hosea says, "O Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity."
Hosea nyarios, geura tarobat ka pangeran, sabab anjeunna tos disoledat kana kalepatanana.
And God says in verse 4,
sarta Allah ngadawuh dina ayat 5,
"I will heal their backsliding, and I will love them freely."
Kami rek nyokot umat kami sina baralik, baris dipikasi amar kami geselalar.
The prophets were very concerned about social justice.
Nabi-nabi paduli pisan ku keadilan sosial.
For example, in the book of Amos.
Pamana conto dina kitab Amos.
Chapter 2, verse 6.
Pasal 2 ayat 6.
For thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Israel and for four I will not turn away its punishment, because they sell the righteous for silver and the poor for a pair of sandals.
Lantaran tilu pada melanjat Israel malah opat, kami menarik deui keputusan kami kulantaran aranjeun ngajual jalmi jujur, lantaran artos sareng jalmi miskin lantaran sendalna.
And verse 7.
Ayat 7.
They pant after the dust of the earth which is on the head of the poor, and pervert the way of the humble. A man and his father go in to the same girl to defile my holy name.
Nula lemah jeung nu taya daya dikekeyek dianiaya, nu mariskin disinanya lingkir, anak jeung bapa sapatemon, jeung badega awewe anu eta keneh ngapeskeun kasucian jenengan kami.
And chapter 5, verse 12.
Pasal 5 ayat 2.
For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins, afflicting the just and taking bribes, diverting the poor from justice at the gate.
Sebab ketela pisan ke kami, dosa marane pohara gedena, kejahatan marane tekira-kira marane nyusahkan jalma-jalma anu balener, marane resep disogok, sarta nyegah sangkan anu mariskin ulah menang keadilan.
Therefore, the prudent keeps silent at that time, for it is an evil time.
Anu matak dina jaman anu jahat, kawas kitu mah, jalma leuwih utama lamun cicing.
Chapter 8, verse 6.
Pasal 8 ayat 6.
He talks in verse 5 about those who are not honest in the way they weigh out grain to sell for bread.
Anjeuna nyarios dina ayat 5, ngeunaan aranjeuna nu teu jujur dina nimbang tarigu nu dijual kanggo ngadamel roti.
And verse 6, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals and even sell the bad wheat.
Dina ayat 6, supaya urang ngagale jalma lemah lantaran artos sareng jalma anu miskin, lantaran sendal sapasang, sarta ngajual tarigu sogokan.
In Isaiah chapter 10.
In Yesaya pasal 10.
We find a cry for justice.
Rangkeng hiji tuntutan keadilan.
There is a social side to the gospel.
Aya sisi sosial dina Injil.
If we have a right relationship with God and with each other,
pami urang gaduh hubungan anu hade sareng Allah sarta sareng sasama,
we must live by honesty,
urang kudu hirup jujur,
and by compassion,
sarta mikanya.
Listen to Isaiah chapter 10.
Jangukeun dina Yesaya pasal 10,
verse 1.
Ayat 1.
Woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees, who write misfortune which they have prescribed.
Cilaka marane nyieun hukum sakarep-karep dipake nyiksa umat kami.
To rob the needy of justice and to take what is right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey and that they may rob the fatherless.
Marane nyieun aturan anu ngalang-alang hak jeung kaadilan pikeun rakyat anu mariskin, aturan anu ngawenangkeun maranehna ngarampas pangaboga randa-randa jeung kaum pihak.
So that's one aspect of the prophets.
Ieu hiji sisi ti nabi-nabi.
They look back.
Aranjeunna ningali deui.
They speak out.
Aranjeunna nyarios.
They look forward.
Aranjeunna ningali ka payung.
They're concerned with spiritual relationships with God.
Aranjeunna prihatin ka hubungan-hubungan sareng Allah.
And social justice between people.
Sareng keadilan sosial antara sesama.
There's another thing.
Aya hal sanes.
And that is, the prophecies which they give are of two kinds.
Nubuatan-nubuatan nu ku aranjeunna dipasikeun aya dua rupa.
In some of them,
sabaraha di antawisna,
they say, this is what God is going to do, whatever happens.
Ieu anu dipidamel ku Allah, naon wae anu baris kajantenan.
In others, they say something different.
Nusanesna aranjeunna nyarios hiji hal anu benten.
They say, if you repent, this is what will happen. If you don't repent, that is what will happen.
Anjeunna nyarios upami anjeun tobat ieu nu baris kajantenan. Upami teu tobat ieu naon anu baris kajantenan.
So sometimes the prophecy's fulfillment is conditional and other times it is not.
Takapeung nubuatan tina kanan didasarkeun kondisi nu sanes mah henteu.
There's something else about the prophecies you need to
understand.
I don't know if there are any mountains near where you
live.
But if you have ever seen a range of mountains, you'll know what I mean.
Tapi upami saderek pernah ningali barisan gunung-gunung, baris ngartos dina maksud ku abdi.
You stand and look at mountains.
Saderek ngadeg ningali gunung-gunung eta.
There is one range right out in front of you.
Aya sabaris gunung payuneun pisan saderek.
And behind that is another range.
Di pengkeuranana aya deui.
Behind that and higher another.
Pengkeuranana langkung luhur ti gunung nu sanesna.
Sometimes they almost look as though they're flat, cut out of a piece of paper.
Kakapeung eta jigana sapertos rata dipotong tina salambar kertas.
And all the peaks are of the mountains, the tops of the mountains are all just there in front of you.
Sadaya puncak-puncak gunung, sadaya aya di payuneun saderek.
But if you went to walk to that sit place,
mun saderek mapah ka tempat eta,
you would go over a hill and down into a valley.
Saderek baris turun gunung, unggah gunung.
There would be rivers and towns you could not see from where you were before.
Didinya aya walungan-walungan sareng kota-kota anu teu katingal ku saderek sateuat sana.
There would even be smaller mountains hidden between the bigger ones.
Malah didinya seueur gunung anu kasumputkeun di antawisna gunung anu garageung.
And hills which you thought were all close together when you looked from a distance.
Sareng pasir-pasir saderek pikir para caket sawaktos saderek ningali ti katebihan.
Are really separated and in quite different places.
Talerasna dipisahkeun sareng aya seueur tempat anu rada benten.
In the same way.
Kucara nu sami.
When the prophets looked forward.
Waktos nabi-nabi ningali ka payuneunna.
They spoke about events that were going to happen.
Anjeunna nyarioskeun ngeunaan kajantenan-kajantenan.
And sometimes.
Takapeung.
There is something which happened maybe even in the prophet's own lifetime.
Aya hiji hal kajantenan malah panginten dina kahirupan nabi eta nyarios.
And then something else which happened maybe 200 years after the prophet was dead.
Hal nu sanes kajantenan panginten 200 taun saparantos nabi eta maot.
And then something else which happened many hundreds of years later.
Sanes kajantenan ratusan taun salajengna.
And perhaps even something which still has not yet happened.
Hiji hal teu acan kajantenan.
Because as they looked forward, God showed them the mountain peaks of what would take place.
Lantaran waktu saranji dan ningali kapayun, Allah nembongkeun puncak-puncak gunung tempat eta kajantenan.
But God did not always give them a timetable to say when these things would happen.
Allah teu sok masihan aranjeunna hiji jadwal nu nyebut.
The earliest prophets in Israel.
Nabi-nabi nu langkung ti payun di Israel.
Of course, we think of Moses.
Urang emut ngeunaan Musa.
But there were others who came later.
Tapi aya nu sanesna dongkap salajengna.
During the time of the kings.
Dalam jaman raja-raja.
Was Elijah and Elisha.
Aya Elia, aya Elisa.
These were great preachers.
Ia pandita-pandita ageung.
But they didn't write anything down.
Tapi aranjeunna teu nyerat nanaon.
They were the preaching prophets.
Aranjeunna nabi-nabi nu sok khotbah.
Later came what we call the writing prophets.
Aya nu disebat ku urang nabi-nabi penulis.
People like Isaiah and Jeremiah.
Jalmi-jalmi saperta Yesaya, Yeremia.
Like Ezekiel.
Saperta Hezkiel.
Amos.
Amos.
Hosea.
Hosea.
These people spoke out the word of God.
Jalmi-jalmi yeung ngadugikeun dawuhan Allah.
But they wrote their prophecies down and we call them the prophetic books.
Nyebatkeun nubuatan, urang nyebatna kitab nubuatan.
Some of them are amazing prophecies.
Di antawisna nyaeta nubuatan-nubuatan anu ngagumkeun.
I wish we had time to look at some of them and see how accurately they have been fulfilled.
Urang gaduh waktos kanggo ningali sababaraha antawis aranjeunna sareng kumaha eta digenapi.
Truly they were speaking from God and not from their own minds.
Kalaresna aranjeunna nyarios ti Allah sanes pamikirannya lira.
Sometimes there's some history in their writing.
Sakapeung aya sejarah dina seratan aranjeunna.
Sometimes some poetry.
Sakapeung sababaraha puisi.
Figurative language.
Basa kiasan.
sometimes symbolical pictures.
Gambaran simbolis.
And the beginnings of the kind of apocalyptic literature we find in the book of Revelation.
Awalan sarupi apokaliptis alit urang mendakan dina kitab Wahyu.
But I want us to look at just one prophecy now.
Tapi abdi hoyong urang ningali dina nubuatan ayeuna.
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 31.
Jeremia pasal 31 ayat 31.
Remember the covenant of Sinai.
Ingemut perjanjian Sinai.
Remember how it had failed.
Ingemut kumaha perjanjian eta tos gagal.
Not because of the covenant, but because of the people.
Karena selantaran perjanjian eta.
Jeremiah 31 verse 31.
Jeremia 31 ayat 31.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
Imaran pangeran mangsa eta kami jeung urang Israel, kitu deui jeung urang Yuda, rek ngayakeun perjanjian anyar.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord.
Ieu perjanjian anyar beda ti perjanjian lawas anu dijieun waktu ku kami ditungtun kaluar ti Mesir, kami jeung maranehanna teh lirasaraki jeung pamajikan eta perjanjian anu diturut.
But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Perjanjian anu anyar, hukum kami baris di patri, dina sanubarina, ditulis dina hatena, kami nu jadi Allahna, maranehna nu jadi umatna.
No more shall every man teach his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more.
Maranehna geus teu perlu silih papatahan nganyaokeun ka pangeran, sabab saban jalma geus tangtu dihampura dosa-dosana. Moal diingat-ingat deui ku kami, kami pangeranna.
God says through Jeremiah, He will make a new covenant.
Pangeran imbalan ngalangkuan Yeremia mantena baris midamel hiji perjanjian anyar.
The old covenant made at Sinai depended on law.
Perjanjian ulami nu didamel di Sinai didasarkan hukum Taurat.
There was nothing wrong with the covenant.
Keayaan ulepat dina perjanjian eta.
But there was a lot that was wrong with human nature.
Tapi aya seueur nu lepat dina tabiat manusia.
And God said, what we need to do is change human nature. It's not good enough to have the law of God on a page or on a tablet of stone. We need to get the character of God and those principles inside people.
Urang perlu kenging karakter pangeran sarta prinsip-prinsip di lebet jalmi-jalmi.
Hundreds of years went by.
Ratusan tahun kapengker.
And Jesus was in Jerusalem.
Yesus aya di Yerusalem.
He was in the upper room with his disciples.
Anjeun aya di kamar luhur sang murid-muridna.
Very soon he would go out to the Garden of Gethsemane.
Anjeunna baris angkat ke Taman Getsemani.
Then he would go to the cross and die.
Lajeng anjeunna baris disalibkeun sareng pupus.
Beyond that was the resurrection.
Saparantos eta aya nu kabangkitan.
But there in the upper room he took a cup.
Tapi dirinya di kamar luhur anjeunna nyenak hiji cangkir.
It was the Passover cup.
Eta teh cangkir Paskah.
Remembering how God delivered the Israelites from slavery in Egypt.
Pangingetan kakuma Allah ngabebaskeun jalmi-jalmi Israel ti perbudakan.
Jesus said, "This is the new covenant."
Yesus nyarios ieu perjanjian anyar.
In my blood.
Dina getih kaula.
Not the blood of the animals killed in Egypt.
Sanes getih satu-satu dipencit di Mesir.
Not the sacrifices in the tabernacle or temple.
Sanes korban-korban di kemah suci atan api
bait Allah. The covenant at Sinai is now an old covenant.
Perjanjian di Sinai ayeuna perjanjian ulami.
A new one has come to take its place.
Nu anyar tos aya kanggo ngagentos.
A living relationship between God and you.
Hiji hubungan anu hirup antawis Allah sareng saderek.
And we're going to open it not just for the Jewish people, but for anybody who will respond.
Kata upami urang mukana ieu sanes ngan kanggo urang Yahudi, tapi kanggo sahabat.
Not just for individuals like Rahab or Ruth.
Sanes ngan kanggo pribadi sapertos Rahab
sareng Ruth. But for any who will respond to the preaching of this good news.
Tapi kanggo sahabat anu ngarespon khotbah ngeunaan warta deui.
I will put my law in your heart.
Kami rek neuneun hukum kami dina hate sanubari maneh.
I'll write it inside your mind.
Kami rek nuliskeun dina pikiran maneh.
Your sins I will remember no more.
Dosa-dosa maneh moal diinget-inget deui.
You will be my people.
Maneh jadi umat kami.
And you, I will be your God.
Kami jadi Allah maneh.
That's where we find our identity.
Ieu di mana urang nemukeun identitas urang.
With the new people of God.
Ku ciptaan anyar Allah.
Those who lean on God as Abraham did.
Anjeunnya randai ka Allah sapertos dipidamel Ibrahim.
Those who have faith.
Aranjeunna nu ngagaduhan iman.
We choose to make our identity with that community.
Urang milih ngadamel identitas urang ku komunitas.
We are tied to God in a covenant relationship.
Urang dibeungkeut ku Allah dina hiji perjanjian.
But not with the ceremony that Abraham had.
Tapi sanes ku upacara sapertos didamel Ibrahim.
Not the one at Mount Sinai.
Sanes sapertos di Gunung Sinai.
But through the cross of Jesus Christ.
Tapi ngalangkungan salib Yesus Kristus.
And in that covenant relationship.
Sarta dina hubungan perjanjian.
We experience hesed.
Urang ngalaman hesed.
You remember that word?
Kadarek emut, terusaneka.
God's loving kindness.
Kahadean asih Allah.
His faithfulness.
Kasatianana.
His loyalty.
Kataatanana.
To us.
Ka urang.
And we return the same chesed relationship to Him.
Karta urang mulangkeun hasad kenu sami kamantena.
We belong to Him.
Urang kagunganana.
We will be faithful to Him.
Urang bade satia kamantena.
It is a relationship of faith.
Ieta hiji hubungan iman.
And so, the blessing of Abraham.
Itu berkah-berkah Ibrahim.
Comes upon the Gentiles.
Lungsur ka urang non-Yahudi.
Because 2,000 years before Christ.
Antaran 2,000 tahun satelatena Kristus.
4,000 years ago.
4,000 tahun kapengker.
God said to Abraham.
Allah ngadawuh ka Ibrahim.
In your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
Ku anjeun sadaya kaum di sakulia dunya baris kenging berkah.
That blessing.
Berkah eta
is in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Aya dina Yesus Kristus pangeran urang.
God bless and keep every one of you.
Pangeran ngaberkahan sarta ngajaga unggal saderek.
It's been good to be with you.
Hade kanggo aya sasarengan saderek.
Study the Old Testament.
Diajar perjanjian lawas.
Speak from the whole counsel of God.
Nyarios sareng sadaya majelis Allah.
Learn not just one part of the Bible, but all of it.
Diajar sanes ngan hiji bagian Alkitab tapi sadayana.
Keep it in balance.
Ngajaga kaseimbangan.
God speaks to us in many ways.
Allah nyarios ka urang dina rupa-rupa acara.
Many times.
Sering.
But most of all, He's spoken to us through His Son.
Pangutamana mantenna ngadawuh ngalangkungan putrana.
Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yesus Kristus pangeran abdi sadaya.
As Jesus would have said to the disciples.
Seperti Yesus nyarios ka muridna.
And in fact said many times.
Faktana nyarioskeun sering.
I say to you.
Abdi nyarios ka sadere.
Shalom.
Shalom.